Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Got a great show, great doubleheader today. We're going to really talk about the CBD, the great hemp explosion we're seeing in our country. Going to talk a little paintball. It's going to be exciting. Paul Dagnino, he's the entrepreneur. He's the founder of iCor and American Moda. Two multifaceted CBD health wellness consulting and supply companies. And then Billy Saransky, he's a former pro world paintball champion. He's American Moda advisor and associate. He's a CBD advocate himself. He'll be joining me. And then it's the Sports Doctors In segment where we'll discuss some upcoming shows and answer some emails. First, I want to welcome back Paul Dagnino to the Sports Doctor. Welcome back.
Dr. Bob, how are you? We're happy to be back.
Great. You know, it was about 3 months ago we had you on, and we talked about the exciting situation that you were developing regarding the CBD and hemp. And again, for those who aren't familiar with the tremendous positive effects in health and wellness of medical marijuana without the THC, without the getting high side. Talk a little bit, Paul, about your background. Your family was very involved in the world of paintball, weren't you?
That's correct. We had a very large paintball facility in the Chicagoland area. It was world famous and known as one of the best. We used to have enormous big games, scenario games. We have people come in from 18 different countries to take part, thousands of players at a time for our signature event, which was called Living Legends, which would take place the third weekend of May, going straight through an entire weekend of play. We also used to host large tournaments that Billy Saransky used to play in his ilk of tournament players. We were a host field for that. So, yeah, we had a lot of background in that, it treated us very well. We love paintball.
So give us a little bit of info on your association with the American Moda iCor and the CBD and your interest in all aspects from growing to supplying.
Sure.
Tell us about that.
Well, as you mentioned, it's been 3 months since I've been on. It's been a very busy 3 months. As you recall from our last conversation back then, we got started on the investment side of CBD. Essentially, we were going out and purchasing the biomass or the crop from farmers, and then we were taking that crop, that biomass, to extraction labs where they would extract out using chemical processes the CBD molecule. There's 105 plus different cannabinoids in the hemp and cannabis plant, and the one that we're all zeroing in on right now is CBD, and we're noticing that that has the largest beneficial effects of a general wellness and targeted benefits as well. And we take that out during the extraction process from that biomass, and we create what's called isolate and distillate, which is the isolated molecule is the standalone CBD molecule, 99% pure. And then the CBD distillate, which is more of a liquid, and that is a broad spectrum, which has other cannabinoids in there minus the THC, and a high percentage of CBD in there, up to about 70%.
Now, that's the big deal, isn't it, Paul? The big deal
is
that, you know, again, with people with the, there's been such a perfect storm of confusion in some way, shape, or form between marijuana and recreational marijuana, medical marijuana, and CBD, which has many, if not most, if not all, of the wellness and medical positive side.
Cool.
But does not have the get-high side, the hallucinogenic side, or the THC, and that's
yes,
a huge difference.
Absolutely. So what we do is we remediate and remove the THC, which is the psychoactive cannabinoid, in the cannabis plant. And then they're determining that the CBD is kind of the power lifter for the benefits that are coming out of that plant. There are some other ones that are going to be on your horizon in the coming years. Look for CBN to help with, is a cannabinoid that's going to help with sleep. And then CBG, they're identifying as helping with pain management. So that broad spectrum distillate that we're using in a lot of the retail products contains not only CBD, but also CBN and CBG for some additional benefits.
Yes, I think, again, and one of the reasons we wanted to have you on, is to help educate the public, because, God bless America, there's been such an explosion of CBD products or information that it becomes very important to understand quality, to understand reliability, and the whole relationship between, it's not a drug and what other kinds of constrictions or information is going to be involved. But the idea that there could be safe products, and there really has virtually been no side effects to any of these ingredients, the fact that there could be the benefits, people are very familiar with the medical marijuana benefits in all areas, again, of pain management, of recovery. This is why it was such a big deal. It's such a big deal in sports medicine because of the ability to reduce discomfort, enhance recovery time, et cetera, et cetera, make a difference in the ability to sleep and sleep well. So I think it's very important that, people understand what's involved. And you are involved from the growing aspect to your products are going to be available through the retail world through some giant distributors, right?
That's correct. So going back to what you earlier said, we are facing some challenges because there is a proliferation and legalization of recreational marijuana. So while we're discovering the benefits of CBD, which is non-psychoactive, it's happening at the same time that a lot of these states are legalizing medical marijuana. We have to be careful to make sure that we educate and let people understand that this is not tied to that. While it's a cannabinoid, it's not a non-psychoactive. Yes, we are involved in basically from seed to seal. So we are, American Moda in Legendary Holdings, which I'm a part of, is partnered up with a company out of Colorado called The Plug Supply. And The Plug Supply is a basically a genetics company that sets up farmers in the Midwest, Pacific Northwest, and down in the Mid-Atlantic area. With some of the best genetics in the country for high CBD hemp and industrial hemp. And that's the hemp that we're using to grow our biomass by which we're using, then pulling it out through the extraction process. And now we're rolling out a retail brand called iCor. And iCor is going to have that CBD inside of it, which is some of the best in the world. One of the exciting things that we've just done is we've hooked up with the world's largest food distribution company to roll out a line of CBD beverages. That company here we're starting out in the Chicagoland area with Cisco Foods. And we're going to be rolling out a 25-milligram nanotized CBD water. It's a 16-ounce bottle. And the most interesting thing about that is that we're now using nanotechnology to shrink the CBD molecule so it's incredibly efficient. It is absorbed directly into your bloodstream as it's making its way down your throat. Making it very, very, very efficient, so there's no waste.
More sustainable too. We had one of your colleagues on. Had one of your colleagues on, Colin Longsworth, a couple of months ago, talking about the nanotechnology. I think with his BioPulse lab, and I want to talk more about all of this with you. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you want to zip over to radio shows, you can go back over 10 years and view who the guests were, what the topics were, listen to whatever you would like. You could zip over to newspaper articles and magazines. You could read my recent guest editorial on my newest sponsor, LER Magazine, Lower Extremity Review. It's fantastic, multifaceted. Physical therapy and wellness group. They're just one of the ones who was so interested in the topics that we're talking about with safe alternatives. Everybody's very familiar with the nightmare we're going through with prescription drugs and painkillers and opioids and the ability to have some natural substances that can really, really make a difference is very, very important. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter as well as LinkedIn. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, you could follow us. Talking with Paul Dagnino, we were just talking about some of his distribution in the Chicago area with Mighty Cisco, one of the largest food distributors, I think, worldwide, globally, talking about the kinds of products that you would be looking to roll out. Talk a little bit more again about I-Corps, American Motor, and some of the different aspects that they do regarding, again, some of these different technologies.
Yeah, and of course. So right now, the first and foremost is our nanotized CBD water. We have a 25 milligram nano water, and we're going to be the leader as far as the dosage is concerned when it comes to CBD water. A lot of people, most companies, if not all, cannot get above 12 milligrams because of the cloudiness that it makes the water look like. But through our BioPulse technology partners, they've been able to nanotize that particle, and it's essentially crystal clear. So we're very, very excited about that. As a Cisco,
is that going to be something, Paul? That's kind of similar to some of these small energy shot drinks, as far as its volume is concerned.
Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because we have the 25 milligram water is a 16 ounce, but we are all rolling out a shooter, a raspberry lemonade 2.5 ounce size flavor drink, which is basically the size of a 5-hour energy kind of drink right there. And that's also going to have 25 milligrams of nanotized CBD in there as well.
What's the website or two that people could find out more about you and your companies and what's happening?
If you head over to AmericanModa.com, you can see find us there, and it will be able to link over in a couple short days over to the I-Corps site, where you'll be able to purchase those products directly. And if you're here in the Chicagoland area, the 7,000 plus retailers that Cisco services in this location, in this region, we'll start carrying it here in the next couple of weeks. So we're very excited to have them as a partner. We're very excited to be on the cutting edge with the CBD technology and to be in that space.
Yes.
And doing our part to help the public at large.
Yeah, you're on the cutting edge right now as we speak, Paul. When we're talking again on the Sports Doctor, the sports medicine world has long been very, very interested in dealing with pain and injury and these kinds of problems. The world of pain pills, medical marijuana has made a tremendous difference in so many different athletes and so many different sports, yet they couldn't admit it. They can get suspended. The whole hassle with the whole world is very, very familiar with. And I see, and I'm looking forward really to helping spread the word big time on the role that CBD can have specifically on that particular side, including the youth world market, where, you know, in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, one of the most popular, infamous chapters, Paul, is called Youth Sports and Drugs, where we have these kids living on ibuprofen. We have these kids over-the-counter taking medicine. And, of course, the United States, and it's one of my major pet peeves on the Sports Doctor, is that the United States, you know, all day, every day, pushes prescription drugs on television. You know, people don't realize the United States is one of only two countries in the world. New Zealand's the other that even allows TV advertising. So we are a pill society, man, everywhere you look. And it's going to be a tremendous challenge to be able to educate the population that there can be a safe alternative with so many different positive aspects in that regard. When do you see some of these products showing up in some of the Chicago area locations, Paul?
Oh, we should see them in the next couple of weeks or sooner,
really?
Potentially. Yes, absolutely. And I know you're speaking on the sports side, yeah, absolutely, America loves its pills. And what we're seeing, though, is that a lot of the doctors, sports doctors on the forefront that are associated with professional teams and such are already heavily prescribing and trying to get their athletes off of pain medication, off of Ambien, off of sleep aids, and trying to use these natural products through the hemp plants, particularly CBD in this case. And they're seeing some incredible benefits and some incredible results already. So as those results start to happen, it becomes more mainstream. We're really hoping to see a lot of people moving over and get off those pills.
You know, you got this gigantic word. It's safe. There is no problem with this. I remember, again, I mentioned your associate, Longworth, Colin, with his particular lab. And he was an ex-sports agent, and he was talking about all these different athletes that he was involved with in one way or another, and their familiarity also in so many different areas of exactly, you know, what you're talking about, which is the ability to safely deal with, not that this is a panacea, but, a cure-all, end-all, but it absolutely is one of the most powerful areas. And again, we can't say it enough. CBD products, you know, do not include the get high hallucinogenic side of things that has been of so much controversy over the years. And I think, Paul, and which is why I really want to keep you involved here in the educational side, we need to pay attention to the quality and the reliability, because we're going to see already the beauty industry, the skin industry, so many other industries, including various CBD products. So we're going to rely on companies like yours to keep the proper information available so people know what the heck they're getting.
That's correct. A lot of most products should be included with it, or be able to have access to what's called a COA, or Certificate of Analysis. So all of our products that we use and put into our products, our retail products, they all have what's called a certificate of analysis, or the accompanying COA. Which
is you're big into testing.
Paul,
we're almost out of time. Give me again the website. People can find out more information about you and what you're doing.
AmericanModa.com, and that'll link over to our iCourt site within the next week or so. And we look forward to servicing the customers that are out there and see if we can't get them some healthy alternatives that are out there now. And we keep championing you and your good fights to try to get people more healthy and living a better life and away from these prescription drugs.
Sounds good to me, Paul. You're hired. Hold on a second. Paul Dagnino, everybody. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can check out past shows. Gosh, you can go back 10 years and see who was on, what they were about. I want to welcome Billy Saransky to the Sports Doctor. This is a guy who played pro paintball for 15 years, I guess, associated with our first guest, Paul Dagnino, had the big association. His team, Aftershock, world champion, World Cup champions, more than all other teams combined. He's now an advisor in the CBD world with American Motor. He's also very involved with, I think, the largest grouping of paintball products is GI Sports. Billy Saransky, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Billy, give us a little bit of quickie background on you and your association with the whole world of paintball, which is a heck of a lot more physical than a lot of people think.
Yes, it is. So I got into paintball when I was 15. That was many moons ago, as it sits today. And I got hooked. Very high-paced adrenaline game, right up my alley as a youth. And when I got out of the military, out of the Marine Corps, it just happened to be that a paintball field had opened up close to where I grew up. Started playing, rekindled that fire, and realized that it wasn't just a hobbyist game, that you could actually compete, win trophies, win money, travel the world, and pretty much dedicated, you know, like you said, 15 straight years to traveling and playing professional paintball, which really consists of, at one point, running through the woods with a team of nine other guys, so 10 in total, playing capture the flag, basically. And that game has since progressed to where it's played on, you know, big open fields where spectators can hang out and watch with inflatable bunkers that you hide behind. And it's very fast-paced now. A lot more like hockey where you score points and then you start the game over and he who has the most points at the end of a certain amount of time wins. And doing that includes a lot of running, jumping, diving over and over, which, you know, will wear your body out really quick. Over the course of 15 years.
Yes, again, a lot of running, changing direction, a lot of movement, you know, almost, again, like in some respects, the amount of running in soccer, team handball, some of these other sports. And I think a lot of people who might enjoy, you know, different aspects of paintball when we're talking about, you know, the fun part and the team association part in that particular scenario. Because, again, you know, paintball has been described as one of the most enjoyable adrenaline action, like you said, games in the world. Players work together with their teammates. They run, dive, they creep, they crawl, they sneak towards and around opponents, tag them with paintballs, attempt to capture an opposing team's flag. And, again, it's a great team-building, you know, kind of activity. But when it starts getting, again, you know, in the area of competitiveness, how long is a competitive a game of paintball? Is it quarters? Is it halves? How does that work?
So it's basically a match right now that is, say, 20 minutes long. As you play through, each time I hang your flag, right, we start a game, 3, 2, 1, go. We run, I eliminate all of your players, all five players from the field. I hang the flag, the clock stops. We reset, and then we do that again continuously until someone gets to 7 points first, and or wins by two if the score is very close or the time runs out. You know, whoever has the most points at the end of the 20 minutes is the victor of that match. And you'll play in a tournament around robin to make yourself go from the preliminary things to a quarterfinals, semifinals, and then ultimately finals. So you could play upwards over a three-day span of, say, 10 full matches.
Good old-fashioned overkill and overuse in the world of sports medicine.
Yes.
You know, making sure that paintball's not left out. It's funny, you know, Paul Dagnino, your very good friend, was mentioning again the tournaments, I guess, they hosted, where you were talking about teams from many different countries came to compete.
Yeah, absolutely. He's played in on every continent except Antarctica. Very, very large, obviously, in the U.S. Europe has a standing league as well. Lots in South America, Brazil, Chile, Argentina, very large markets. South Africa, there are paintball fields in Egypt, you know, all over the world. It's amazing.
What are the some of the age, because again, for the most part, I mean, paintball is safe, right? I mean, you don't get hurt if you get hit with a paintball or whatever, you get splashed or whatever. What are there adolescents, what are the age groups that are included in, for instance, recreational paintball?
So game fields where you go play, which is basically an amusement park focused on paintball specific, right, with different courses, buildings, obstacles. They will take kids as young as 8 years old, and the velocity is turned down on the markers, and they use a smaller projectile, a smaller caliber paintball to lessen all the impacts. So 8, and then I think the oldest person I've ever really been around that has played is about 65.
Wow.
So all ages, females.
Now you're very
males,
involved.
Doesn't matter.
What's the website, Billy, that the people could go to find out information on paintball and some of the, its various levels and aspects?
A good place to go is a place called trypaintball.com. If you go to trypaintball.com, it'll give you a lot of information, videos on the different aspects of paintball. It does a good job of answering, I think, most questions that people can come up with. And at the same time, you can also go and find a local playing area close to you that you could check out, make reservations to go play, or give them a call and just get more information.
You represent, I think, sales and other aspects of this giant group, GI Sports. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so GI Sports is the largest manufacturer wholesale of paintball and paintball equipment in the world. We have 7 warehouses across the United States and Canada. We have a manufacturing plant where we actually make the paintballs in Canada. About 300 employees work here. The plant runs 24/7. We also have a manufacturing plant in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where we make the paintball markers. And then 2 distribution and sales offices in Germany and in the UK. So we're a multifaceted international business.
What's their site?
GISports.com.
GISports. So equipment, yeah. You know, you mentioned, we all know that there's like a rifle type of, and the paintballs themselves. I saw helmets. What goes into the kind of equipment that as a pro you wore?
So we would wear, you know, a specific pant and jersey. In the beginning, it was camouflage because obviously we were running around in the woods. And then that changed and became more motocross-ish, very flashy colors. And again, that was just more to have some specific apparel to wear. The pants were padded because obviously we were diving and jumping and rolling. The goggles or the helmets, as you call them, are protective eyewear. They cover the eyes, the head, and the face. Make sure none of the paintballs impact you there. And then after that, you have the markers or the rifles, the guns, whatever you'd like to call it, that are run off a compressed air tank that goes on the back, and that powers the paintball marker.
And now, since you guys are on, you know, you're outdoors, you're in the woods, you're on unstable surfaces, what type of shoes, pardon my situation where I'm prejudiced here, as a sports podiatry, you know, whether we're in a football cleat, whether we're in a multifaceted cross-trainer shoe, what did you wear?
In the beginning, wore a lot of cross-training type shoes because the ground was unlevel. It can be very
right,
hard.
You're going in so many different directions.
To deal with. Yep. Yeah. Now that the game is played on more of a flat, open surface, a lot of people use a spike or a cleat, a basic soccer cleat.
Yes, because that becomes a very, very big deal when we start to see that amount of running and that amount of pounding. Heck, you would have known me a couple decades ago. We would have put orthotics in your shoes and saved your knees, man. You know,
yes,
we're
absolutely
talking about all of that different running. Any, cause you mentioned, you know, like the leg or the pants are padded. Any other, okay, the eyewear, I guess, has got to be of major importance. Any mouth guard, anything like that, other protective equipment?
There are some pads, like knee pads, shin pads, elbow pads, and other things like that. That is for the more hardcore player. But as far as face protection, it's actually all covered in the goggle. The goggle is a one-piece product, which the lens is built in, similar to a sunglass. But then imagine that you have a whole helmet that's wrapped around it that protects face, eyes, ears, all the rest. So,
what's a paintball, Billy? The heck is a paintball? And how big is it? Is it like the size of a ping pong ball or much smaller? Tell us about that.
Okay, so a paintball is basically a gel cap, similar, and it's made on the same machines as, you know, your Tylenol gel caps that you make. It's made from gelatin.
Tylenol, actually. There you go.
Yeah.
Don't eat the paintball.
Don't eat the paintballs. They do not taste good. There's two sizes, 68 caliber and 50 caliber. The 68 caliber is about 0.681 to 689 in size and diameter. And
what's that mean in English?
In English,
yeah, as compared to the size of a ping pong ball, for example, is it much, much smaller? Is it around the same size?
Much smaller. So probably a third the size of a ping pong ball. Yeah.
Okay. And the and it's made of like a gel-like substance?
Yeah, so it's the outside shell is gelatin, which is can be made from ground-up cow or pig bones is how they get the gelatin. That's ground up. And then we take those grindings, melt them into a liquid, and then run that liquid over a cooling belt, which starts to dry the process or cool it. And then as that happens, we squirt in the fill, which gives it roundness. Then it goes down a belt, tumbles in a thing to get the shape and everything solid. And then it goes and dries where we suck the water out through drying tunnels. And then it goes into a box and gets shot.
Wow. Is there any paint in it? Right.
Yes. So there's some water. There's a substance called polyethylene glycols, or PEG, PEG, and then color it. And those are the core.
And that's what might splash on somebody, right? When the paintball hits you, you could see it. It's notable because of almost a splash-like effect.
Yeah, correct. We make various colors. Comes white, red, green, purple, orange. Now, the fill can be almost any color. They do use it for marking cattle or other things, and we've seen stuff where they make a clear paintball to use in the forest.
Wow. All right, hold on, Billy. We're going to be back for the next segment, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And it's a beautiful day here in Chicago. We're talking up in Canada with Billy Saransky. He played pro paintball for 15 years. Famous team Aftershock, the winner of many, many World Cups. As a matter of fact, more than all of the teams combined over the years. and he's involved with the GI Sports, who's the world's largest, I guess, manufacturer, maybe distributor, paintball products. We were talking in the first segment about the athletic demand, all the running, movement, changing the direction, whether you want to think of soccer, lacrosse, some of the other sports with so much different running involved. Now, I know, Billy, you are good friends with our first guest, Paul Dagnino. I know that you're in an advisory associate capacity with American Motor. Your interest in CBD. After all, you were a pro athlete. Talk a little bit about that aspect.
Yeah, so I got turned on to CBD actually through Paul. We were friends, as you've said. From a business standpoint, we were actually his supplier when he had his paintball park. He had the largest paintball park in Chicago and one of the largest parks in the world. We kindled that or kept that friendship going after he was able to sell his business off, and he started getting to CBD. As you said before, you know, through playing and the rest, I had a lot of nagging long-term injuries, especially in my knees. Not a lot of cartilage left there after slamming him to the ground. So I used to compensate with opioids for a while, prescribed, but that plays havoc on your internals and everything else. So I needed a better way that was sustainable to do it. And Paul turned me on to CBD, whether it was through ointments or drops, and it definitely worked wonders on me. And I've become a big proponent of the whole category, really. Because of
far in the world of sports medicine. You know, you got Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson very involved in endorsing and talking about, again, this whole challenge. And sports by far is not the only area, but it's a very, very big deal. Everybody's very familiar with the opioid nightmare. Tens of thousands of deaths of overdoses from this maniacal overprescribing and just overuse of prescription pain medicine, and the fact that the medical marijuana was something that was very, very much helped to so many different athletes in so many sports, but they had to hide it. They could be suspended if they knew. They ended up, half of them, getting hooked on one pain pill or another. And the idea of something that is very, very safe, yet has all of these benefits of the medical marijuana world with all these different cannabinoid ingredients, again, without side effects and safety, becomes a very, very big deal. And these kinds of applications, whether someone's taking it out of a dropper a couple of times a day, somebody's rubbing it on different areas of the body, that it can become very, very helpful. And again, it's so nice to know that you're dealing with something that's safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, no side effects, right? I mean, you know, I can put the CBD ointment on my leg. It helps. I can take a dropper, use it. I can still drive. I can still function like a normal human being. I'm not high, as you would call it, or whatever you want to say, which you can obviously get from either the opioids or the cannabinoids that come afterwards. So you're able to function like a normal adult.
And this is one of the biggest deals. You know, the idea, it's one of the biggest pet peeves on the sports doctor, Billy, where we hem and haw about the United States being one of the only two countries in the world, New Zealand being the other, where there is allowed TV advertising of prescription drugs ad nauseum. We're in this pill-taking society, like there's a pill for everything. We got a song for half the medicine. It's insanity. They give you the never-ending list of side effects. So this is a big deal that there are no side effects when we're talking about the CBD world and the CBD products. And like when I had Paul on 3 months ago, and like we talk a lot about what we want to make a big deal of, is the importance of quality, the importance of reliability, you know, because we're starting to see CBD everywhere. And it's very important to have confidence in individuals and companies that are going to pay big attention to knowing what you're getting when you buy something.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. It is still a little bit of the Wild West out there. People import and bring other things in that you're not so sure what you can get in that, just like supplements. So it's very important to look at the product you're getting, do your research. But there are several companies here, American Motor being one of them, that has put a lot of focus on right product from good manufacturers that have certifications throughout, where they can follow the, you know, the basically the food chain of where the product comes from, how it's made, to make sure you're getting and putting in your body what, you know, what you need and what you want. And that is important for sure.
Yes, I think that's why Paul, and I agreed with him totally, with his involvement of all aspects, again, from the growing onward, in order to be able to be on top of these kinds of quality necessities. And I remember when I first had him on, we had individual on from one of the top mineral companies in the country. And again, they were talking about, with the explosion of CBD, Mineral Life, and Neil Butterfield, who was the CEO, talking about this tremendous concern, again, on the CBD world as we were starting to see it everywhere, and the concern about, like you said, the Wild West times 10 regarding what was going on. Are you still involved in the pro world, or coaching or advising any of the teams in the world of paintball? Is Aftershock still around?
Aftershock is still around. It plays in sort of an adjacent league to the pro league that's out there. It's an old-timers league. I actually do not play all that often anymore, probably once or twice a year when the gang gets back together. And other than that, you know, we spend a lot of time sponsoring and the rest, all the pro teams that are out there, are a majority of them. So I spend most of my time doing that, or, trying to keep two teenagers in line. Fills up,
yes,
my day.
Yes, that'll do it, man. That'll do it. Now, and again, in that world, so where did you travel when you were on the championship circuit? Where did you get to play with Aftershock?
I have played in Australia, Malaysia, Brazil, Canada, all over the U.S., France, Amsterdam, Germany, the U.K., Egypt, South Africa, so a little bit of everywhere.
I think this is a real eye-opener, the fact that, this other side of paintball, that there are pros, and there are really big-time competitions. Who are some of the internationally, the United States, what are some of the hotbeds? Is the Midwest, of course, Paul was here for years with his company. I think he was in Joliet, Illinois, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in Joliet. CPX was the name of his game field. It's very large in the U.S., in California, specifically the L.A. region. A number of fields and stores where you can go get equipment. Texas is a very large market. The Northeast, Florida, Chicagoland area has four or five.
What are some of the obstacles, Billy? When you're on the field, what are some of the things that are on the field, you know, like you could imagine in the woods and stuff with trees and whatever, what are some of the different barriers and whatever you're dealing with at the high level of paintball in this day and age?
So they're actually blow-up bunkers, and they have different shapes, whether they're a cone, a cylinder that stands up or is laid on its end. They have what they call a snake, which is basically, call it waist-high obstacles that go down in a straight line with jetties inside, so people can run, dive in there, and then crawl down the length of the field and be opposed, you know, or matched from the other side. And the goal is to move as far up the playing area as you can to give yourself better angles in order to be able to shoot out somebody that's potentially across the field who can't see you or that you've passed. So it's very much, you know, a very fast-paced game of chess, always understanding where your angles are, moving, adjusting those angles so the other players really have no idea where to go. And
really, man, you got to be a good pool player. You know,
yeah.
Probably got to be a good way. You're talking about angles and dangles with shots and whatever. And like everything else we talk about on the Sports Doctor, I wanted to mention it big time again before we run out of time. We talk so much on the Sports Doctor, not only of the physical demand of sports on all different parts of the body, but the mental game, as we call it, when we're talking about, again, the high area of competition, he played around the world, then the whole sports psychology side had to be something that you paid attention to, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you when you're in the round robin stage, in the beginning, you can make a lot of mistakes and still make it through. But when you're one and done, which is what the semifinals and finals are, you really have to bring your A game. You only get one shot at a lot of these things. And it's a different mindset. And when you see, you know, some of your teammates get eliminated early on, you really have to refocus and do what you need to do to lock down the game and, you know, re-stabilize where you're at or be incredibly aggressive and try to turn the tide. And all that sounds easy to do, but when four other guys or five other guys are shooting hundreds of paintballs at you at a time and you're under a clock and you're behind the gun, all those reactions and all that stuff happens very quick. Plus you're doing all that in conjunction with four or five, you know, at one point, 10 other guys. So
yes, and and again, on the sports doctor, we talk so much about, you know, strengthening the feet and ankles, working stability and balance exercises, working quickness, because in the running, jumping type and flying around and leaping and rolling over and falling, you know, injuries definitely are a big part of the competition in the game, and trying to prevent injuries as best we can is usually such a big part of it. Again, Billy Saransky, man, a former pro paintball player, world champion, involved with the GI Sports as one of their distributors. The websites he gave us, Try Paintball, TryPaintball.com. GI, is it GI.com, Billy?
GI Sports with a Z.
GISports.com. Billy, thank you so much. Hold on. Everybody will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. I'll tell you, man, you know, there's just no limit to the fantastic guests we have on the Sports Doctor. And you were learning something all the time. It was fascinating talking about paintball with Billy Saransky. And again, our excitement in providing more and more information in this exploding world of the CBD hemp. Who's coming up on us in the next couple of weeks? You know, next week we really have a National Fitness Hall of Fame show. Esther Gutierrez Sloan, South Aerobics is her thing. She is a Hall of Famer. And then Billy Crawford. Bill was the Master of Ceremonies at my induction ceremony at the end of April. He's been a fitness guru and advocate for decades down there in Florida. The following week, Greg Bach, he's the director of communications with the National Alliance of Youth Sports, that great group of youth sports where we've had a couple of different individuals from that group. He'll be joining us talking about his new book. Don Wirth, who is involved in the world of solar energy, solar panels, and the whole side of health and wellness in that world, also joining us. So as always, great shows, great guests, coming up on the Sports Doctor. Let's see if we could jump into some emails here. You can email me, drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. And we'll include your email sometime in the future. Sal says, my son will be playing freshman football. He's had his share of ankle problems. What about ankle taping? You know, Sal, it's a great question. I like to look at it this way. Routine taping sometimes is counterproductive. We get individual. If there's a history of problems, then we want to look at taping. If the person who's doing the taping knows what he's doing, the trainer or the coach, as compared to the possibility of various types of ankle braces. So we can pay attention to both if there's a history of problems. I like to tell, I don't care what your sport is or your son's sport, Sal, to do strengthening, rubber band exercises, balance exercises. Pay attention to strengthening those ankles routinely. It's so important. And if there is an individual concern of a history of ankle problems, then you want to see podiatry, you want to see physical therapy, so you could get involved in, is your son in the best shoe for him? What is his foot mechanics? What is the best way to protect his ankles? And again, taping could be one of those areas, or ankle bracing, or not for everybody if there's no history of problems, etc. So get some supervision. Carl says, my 11-year-old daughter plays tennis 5 days a week. She's been playing since she's 9 years old. On and off, she's had arch discomfort, her heels bothering her. Should I be concerned? Yes, Carl, you should. There's a large growth center in the back of the heel, on the bottom of the heel, that is active in girls till probably about 13, 13 and a half years old, boys maybe a year or two older, when the heel bone solidifies. And running, jumping sports, and tennis is certainly one of them, we can be pounding that area. Arches also can be aggravated, stretched and pulled. The condition, plantar fasciitis, is one of the most common ones we see in all areas of activity. And so you want to check out that heel area. If, like you said, she's had problems on and off, we've had great success. The GOLD program is orthotics, see podiatry, custom orthotics, because often besides the growth center itself, susceptibility to the pounding, sometimes the foot mechanics, a flat foot that's causing shearing pressure under the heel, for example, a high arch that's causing direct pressure under the heel could be involved. So podiatry can be very, very helpful in answering those types of questions. What is the best shoe for her? And what specifically are you dealing with? Sometimes what I call intelligent rest is a major point here. Well, you have to back your daughter off for a couple of weeks if those heels are angry and active, and let them calm down, and then paying big attention to the factors we just talked about. Talking about heels, Angie writes, heel spurs. I've had plantar fasciitis for years. I'm 50 years old. I enjoy my walking and golf. Long-term plantar fasciitis, which is the plantar fascia, which is the fan-shaped, almost tendon-like tissue on the bottom of the foot. It attaches from the toes to the heel. When that attachment to the heel is pulled, micro-torn, aggravated, eventually the bone will respond and over the years form a spur that can be involved with some of the discomfort. Rarely, if ever, is this a surgical problem. Plantar fasciitis and heel spur syndrome, as we call it, is well controlled conservatively. Custom orthotics, proper support, physical therapy, treating, stretching, strengthening that area. On occasion, we might use a cortisone injection. oral anti-inflammatory medicines like Aleve or ibuprofen. Again, making sure you're in the proper shoe. Not all heel spurs hurt, Angie. I've seen people that have heel spurs that you can hang a coat on, never hurt them. We've seen other people do not have a spur, have all sorts of heel pain. It's the process. And certain foot mechanics, like that pronated flat type foot, is famous for these kinds of pressures. On the other hand, the high arch, tight foot also could be putting stretching irritation. So if the doctor you spoke to is talking about surgery as a first choice, change doctors. Rarely is surgery necessary. 1%, 2%, 3% of the cases. This is a physical therapy and orthotic or arch support concerned. Next week, I'll try to fit in real quickly the whole aspect of the book, Iced, talking about that ice doesn't do much for anything except numbing some areas. So bingo, we are out of time. I want to thank Paul Dagnino. I want to thank Billy Saransky for joining me today. And sportsdoctorradio.com. Go to that site. Check out what's going on. Thanks, everybody. See you next week, The Sports Doctor.